Blog Talk Radio.
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me, Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer, Lord, I need to meet you there.
Saskatchewan. I just want to thank everybody for that's on the radio tonight, and I thank you that we had the last time we had a little bit of a glitch, but it's now fixed, and so now we're going to be coming on every second week. And I just want to thank everybody in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you. Tonight I'm going to be speaking on. I'm going to be speaking on a love. I'm going to be speaking on the topic love. In the word revival, the R is repentance, the E is empowerment, the V is vision, and the I is intercession, and the other V is violence, and the A is advancing, and the L is love. Love covers everything. We come into repentance because we love Jesus. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit because He loves us. You know, the Lord, He gives us vision. He gives us vision to be who created us to be, and then vision to do what He's called us to do. Amen. And then the kingdom of God starts with violence, and we take it by force. Sometimes we have to use the love of God, to take authority and take land from the enemy. Amen. And then there's advancing the kingdom. We're advancing the kingdom, because we have to love people. We have to love our neighbors, and we need to love the people around us. You know, I remember years and years ago when, you know, back in, quite a few years ago, every one of us, you know, that our brothers and sisters were speaking out there, every one of us, none of us were pursuing God. We were pursuing God. And many times when people say something, he shrugged it off. But the Lord kept pursuing us, didn't He? The Lord kept pursuing us. Why did He keep pursuing us? Because He loved us. He loved us, and He wanted us to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. Amen? And that's what it was all about. He kept wooing us because He loved us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what the Lord did. He kept wooing us and wooing us and wooing us until we came into the kingdom. Some came in by fear, some came in by love, you know. But we all came into the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit would not stop wooing us until we made that decision for Christ. Amen? Because Christ is love, right? And He loves us. Christ loves us. He loves us more than the devil hates us. Amen? He loves us unconditional. He loves us unconditional. Amen? Unconditionally, right? He loves us unconditionally. It's not what we can do or whatever. It's what He's already done on the cross. He loves us so much that He was on that cross, and He died for us. He died. He didn't even, you know what? He died for us. He gave His life. He gave His life for us, so we could be with Him in paradise, in heaven. Amen. I mean, isn't that powerful? Our Creator, He loved us so much that the Holy Spirit kept wooing us and wooing us, and you know, people were used by the Lord to sow and to water, but He made the increase in our lives. Amen. And every one of us came into the kingdom of God. Amen. It came into the kingdom of God, but we were wooed in, you know. And the thing is, and some were confronted. Myself, I was confronted. It was basically, to me, I came in by fear. But the bottom line is, the key is you came into the kingdom of God. How you came in doesn't matter. The key is you came into the kingdom of God. You came into the kingdom of love. Amen? Love. And Jesus loves us. He loves us unconditionally. Amen? He doesn't love us on condition. See, a lot of what happens is a lot of people, they love people on condition. They love people on condition. If you do this, I love you more. If you spend more time with me, I love you more. Whatever it is, it's all on condition. You know what? But God does not love us on condition. He loves us unconditionally. So there's nothing we can do more in our lives to basically for His love, because it's unconditional. Amen? But what we need to do. You know what? We need to start spending time. If you love a person, really love a person, the first thing you'll do is start spending time with them. Do we love Christ? Do we love Christ? Are we spending time with Him? Are we showing our love? See, love is basically, it's by action. You know, you can say you love somebody, but if you don't have any action in that love, you know, it's futile. It's futile, right? So when we say we love Jesus, we need to say, you know what, we love Jesus, but we need to spend time with Him. Amen? If we love our wives, if we love our wives, we want to spend time with them. Spend time with her, right? We want to spend time with them. And the same, we love our children. If you love your children, you want to spend time with them. Quality time. And that's what we need to do. See, before we got saved, before we knew Jesus as our personal Savior, He was wooing us. He was wooing us, and He was loving on us, and He was bringing people in that you know, would speak to us and would love on us. Amen? And not unconditionally, right? Not look at our faults or what we're doing, but just basically we come, you know, Billy Graham used to say, he said, I come as I am. We need to come as we are, right? And so we used to, that's what I'm saying, right? But now that we're children of God, you know what? We need to start wooing. We need to start spending time with Jesus and spending time with Daddy God. And spending time with the Holy Spirit. Amen? You say, well, I love you, Daddy God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. But you're not spending no time with them. Right? If you really love somebody, you want to be. And the more that we spend time with Daddy God, the more time we spend time with Jesus, the more time we spend with the Holy Spirit, the more we'll become like them. Amen? We'll become like them. We'll become like them. Amen? Don't you want to become? Have the character of Christ. Amen? The character of Christ. The character of the Holy Spirit. Right? The character of Daddy God. And this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to say, you know what, Lord? Lord, I want to spend time with you. You're the lover of my soul. I want to spend time with you. That I would walk in your love. Amen? That we would walk in the Lord's love wherever we go and whatever we do, that love would just walk, be with us. Amen? Amen? Loving people unconditionally, like Jesus, right? Loving people, like loving our neighbor unconditionally, like Jesus. Loving our friends. Even loving our enemies. Amen? Like Jesus, right? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, He said, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Jesus loved, he loved them unconditionally, and He forgave them. You see here, the key, if you really love somebody, a perfect love cast out all fear. Amen? Perfect love cast out all fear. And so when you really love somebody, you don't look at their faults, you don't look at them, you love them unconditionally, where basically it doesn't matter what they're doing, but it does matter to you who they can become in Christ. Amen? Amen? I mean, that's what it's all about, right? As we become, you know, lovers. Become lovers. Amen? And we love people. And that love comes out of us. That love of Christ comes out of us to people. And we don't put them down. We don't get bitter with them or anything. We just love them, just like Jesus does, because the Lord loves us unconditionally. As children of God, we need to love people unconditionally. Amen? Love them unconditionally. This is what this is all about, right? You know, it said, for God so loved the world. Amen? Right? That he gave Jesus his son, right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what it's all about, everlasting life, eternal life in Christ. Amen? So that's what love is. You know, we need to get a hold of this and love people. Amen? And just have the spirit of love. Like, you know, wherever you go, the people will just feel like they are loved. Amen? Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, I just want to go on here. I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 5. And I want to talk a little bit about love. So love endures. Okay? So love endures. Okay? So if people are doing things to you or they're basically, you know, doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, love endures. In other words, You just don't start yelling and screaming at them and everything like that. You basically just allow, let it go. There's many, many times in my life and my wife's life that basically that, you know what, the flesh wants to get up and the flesh wants to get all agitated and you know what? But what we need to do is crucify the flesh and just basically let that love endure. In other words, just be start praying for that person or just start, you know, or speaking over there, but don't get root of bitterness. Don't get an offense or anything. Don't allow that in your life. Amen. Just let go and let God take care of that person. Amen. So I just say that. Let go and let God take care of that person. Because the enemy wants you to get all upset. The enemy wants you to start getting bitter, have a root of bitterness and unforgiveness and offense. Because he knows that soon as that happens, you open the door for him to come in. Amen. So keep that door shut. Amen. Just basically love on that person. There's love on that person, right? And sometimes when you love on that person, they don't know what to do because they're expecting retaliation. But when you are loving on that person, it melts them. It melts them. It melts them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Okay. It also love it with patience. We need to have patience. Faith, you know, it says we need to have patience. In other words, we need to have patience with people. Amen? Can you imagine how much patience the Lord has with us? Amen? Just think about it. How much patience does the Lord have with us as his children? You know, Jesus is a patient God. He's patient, right? He's patient. And, you know, so as we're patient, the Bible says faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. Amen? Faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. Now, so patience and serenity. We need to have humbleness. If we love a person, we need to have be walking in humility with that person. Okay? And you know, sometimes you just gotta start love on them and just, you know, say, I love you. And they're going, you know what? How can you love me? I did this and this. No, it's unconditional. You love them unconditional. And when you love somebody unconditional, you don't look at their points or their things, whether you love them unconditional. You don't bring up anything. Don't bring up their past. Don't whatever. You love them unconditional. Be it a son that's gone, a little bit wayward. Okay, I'm speaking to fathers and mothers now. Okay, if your son has gone a little bit wayward, they've gone into the world and stuff like that, right? Okay, don't start saying to them, you're doing this, you're doing that. No. What you need to do, the fathers and mothers out there, you need to love your son unconditionally, because perfect love casts out all fear, right? So you love your son unconditionally. It's just like when the father, when the son in the Word of God, when the son went and he spent all his money and all that, and then he came back to the father and he said, I'm not going to come back as a son, I'm going to come back as a servant. But what did the father do? The father, soon as the son got near him, he went out and he hugged him and he said, oh, my son is home. You know, and be a son or a daughter, it doesn't matter. That's the way that you should receive them. Amen? Amen. Because love covers over a multitude of sins, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Love covers over a multitude of sins. So basically, as you're loving on them, and you know what, and you're welcoming them home like the Father did in the Bible, you know, you know what? They're going to be joyful. There's, you know, you're not going to condemn them or put them down. You're just going to, accept them, rejoice that they're back home. They're back, you know, back with the Lord. And also, you know, back with your family. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Love is also kind. Okay? So when you love somebody, you need to be kind to them. Okay? Love is kind. Kindness. Be kind to them. You know, sometimes you see a person and they're sitting there and they've got a sign saying, you know what, can you help me? Can you help me? And you know what? What do? You just walk by that person? What do you do? What would Jesus do in that circumstance? What would Jesus do? No, what you do is you take some money out and you hand it to that person. Now, what they do with that money is up to them. But you know what? You're showing, and you know what? As you're handing that money, say, this is from Jesus. I'm giving this to you because of Jesus, because the love that's in my heart. Love is in my heart. For Jesus, I'm giving this to you. Amen? And as you do that, all of a sudden, you're going to see that person come with a great big smile on their face. And you know, they're going to light like a light bulb. Because you know what? They're feeling that love. They're sensing that love of Christ. And that can change their whole life. Many of them basically, you know, have asked Jesus to come into their heart. You know what? And as they do that, right, the Lord sets them free. The Lord sets them free, and they become who God has created them to be and do what God's called them to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you ever have an opportunity where somebody's sitting on the side of the road and they got this, cardboard and saying, can you help me? We need to help them. We need to help them. Amen? We need to help them because the Bible said the Holy Spirit is our helper. So if the Holy Spirit's our helper, then the Holy Spirit will be his helper. Amen? In time of need. Amen? So we just need to really get a hold of that, right? And sometimes the Bible says sometimes you're entertaining an angel. Sometimes an angel sitting there. You don't know. Could be an angel sitting there and the Lord is just testing us to see if we do have that love in our heart, that love in our heart that the Lord has placed there. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's thoughtful. Love is thoughtful. Amen? The mind of Christ. Thoughtful. The love is thoughtful. We need to be thinking about things that we can do to help people in love. You know? And you know what? Sometimes it's just a small little thing. Sometimes it's not a real big thing. Sometimes it's just a little thing. Helping a person, being there to help a person, to care for a person, you know? I mean, the thing is, loving on that person. Maybe helping them do something that they couldn't do before. Amen? You know, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will just show you that love. You just love on that person. You know, sometimes you can just help a person and, you know, they're walking across the street, you know, or basically, doing anything, you know what I'm saying, that we need to do to show love of Christ. How do we show love of Christ? Love of Christ by basically speaking to that person about Jesus, how much Jesus loves them, and wooing them into the kingdom of God. You know, say some soul, some water, God makes the increase, but he uses us. So if we really love them people, I love that person, the love of Christ, then what it is, we'll talk to them about Jesus. Amen? We'll tell them how much Jesus loves them. That's what happened to you. That's what happened to me. We were wooed into the kingdom by different people that has the love of the Lord speaking to us. Amen? Amen. Love is not jealous. Okay, let me say this again. Love is not jealous. Jealousy is not of the Lord whatsoever. Jealousy is of the devil. And what it does, it opens up doors for the enemy to come in. The Bible says, do not be jealous. Jesus said, the Lord said, I'm a jealous God. Amen? And what he's saying here, he's jealous. He doesn't want us to get caught up in different things or idols or anything like that that's taken us away from him. Amen? That's why Jesus is a jealous God. But jealousy is basically when you're jealous, it's like you're prideful and you want to, and you're jealous of that person, what they have or who they are or everything like that. Do not get jealous. It's not of the Holy Spirit, and jealousy is not anything to do with love. Okay? Jealousy is lust. Lust, okay, it's lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. That's what it's all about. Them three things. Okay? Right? Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to go on here. Or envious. Okay? Another thing, don't be envious about people. Envious of people. We need not to be envious. Our love is not there if we're envious of people. Because envious basically is of the enemy. And what that is envious. You're envious of that person. You're envious of their position. You're envious of how much money they have. Whatever it is, it's not of the Holy Spirit. It's not of God, the God of love. It's not. Amen? We need to be thanking the Lord. We need to be thanking the Lord for what he has provided for us. We need to thank the Lord for every time our heart beats. Every time our heart beats. Every time, you know, our health. We thank the Lord for our health, right? Not be envious. We need to thank the Lord that we are healthy, that we are wise, that, you know, we thank the Lord for our blessings. Amen? Thank the Lord for our blessings, right? It said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Amen? Thank the Lord. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, that I have my health. Thank you, Lord, that, you know what? Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord. Thank you for my health, you know, for my finances. Thank you, Lord, that I'm alive today. Amen? Right? That's what it's all about, thanking the Lord. Okay? So we need not be envious. Okay? Love does not brag. Okay? So we need to walk in humility. Humility. Because you know what? Bragging about this and bragging about this and bragging, what we're doing at that we are not Christ-centered. We're self-centered, and we're trying to build ourselves up in ourselves. Amen? And I'm going to say this, right? I'm going to say this. The more that we are empty of ourselves, the more the Lord can fill us with his love. Amen? Let me say that again. The more we're empty of ourselves, the more the Lord can fill us with his love. Amen? Don't you want to be filled with the Lord's love? Of course you do. Walking in love, you know, wherever you go, you know, the love of God is there. And you walk into a room and the love of the Lord fills that room. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is a God of love. He's a God of love. And he basically, you know what? Wherever we go, that love goes with us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Love is not proud. Okay? Okay? It's not prideful. Okay? It's not prideful. Okay? Love is walking in humility. Right? It's walking in holiness. It's walking in surrendering to Jesus. Amen? It's surrendering our life to Jesus. Right? That's how we walk in love. Because you know what? As we walk in love, we'll surrender our life to Jesus. You know, we'll give him more and more of our life, less and less of us, and more of him. Amen? Our God is a God of love. He loves us unconditionally. Amen? And as we walk in that love, as we walk in that love, right? That love will be there, and will go here and go there, and that love will come into them places. Amen. God's love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. Love is not arrogant. Love is not arrogant. The people, you know, there's some people in the world that are really arrogant. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. But what they say is, I'll do it my way. Amen? I'll do it my way. And that's arrogancy. That, you know, there's too many people of the world that are saying, we don't need God. We don't need God. That's being arrogant. Saying, well, we don't need God. Oh, yes, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. Because he's our creator. Everything is his. To tell you right now, everything is his. It doesn't matter what it is. We are his. Amen? The people of the world are his. Amen? He owns everything. He's our creator. He made everything, so that's why he owns everything. Amen? So we need to realize, we need to humble ourselves. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And what he's talking about is arrogance. He's talking about arrogance. As we humble and pray and seek his faith, we will let that arrogance go. Amen? It is not self-seeking. So this love is not about self. Amen? It's not about self. It's not about self-centered. It's not about me, 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 and me, and me. Amen? Or I'll do this and I'll do that. You know, that's what the enemy, Satan said too. I will do this and I will do that and I will do that, right? And that's what got kicked him out of heaven. Amen? So let's not claim I. Let's just say Jesus, right? Because here's the key. Everything else will pass, but what's done for Jesus will last. Amen? Eternally, right? Remember that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Love is not easily angered. Love is not easily angered. Now, not easily angered. In other words, don't allow that anger to come on you. We all have challenges where we get upset and stuff like that. But do not let that anger come on you. Let it go. Let it go. Let the Lord take it. Say, Lord, I know I'm angry, but Lord, I just got to lay this anger down at your feet. Especially don't go to bed being angry, okay? Let that anger go, okay? Just go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me deal with this. Help me deal with this anger. Because anger can bring up emotions of hate and different other stuff, and so you don't allow that anger to keep going. Cut it off in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give it to the Lord. You know, the Lord cares for us. The Lord says, cast all my cares upon you. The Lord says, cast all cares upon me. Cast all cares upon me because he cares for us, right? We need to cast our cares and even anger, we need to just give it to the Lord. Amen? Give it to the Lord and just allow that peace that passes all understanding, that love that would just come on us. That love of the Lord would just come on us and perfect love cast out all fear, you know? And that's to do with anger also. So let it go in the name of Jesus. And love does not take into account a wrong endured. Okay? The love of the Lord, if you have the love of the Lord, you do not take into account a wrong and do it. Allows you don't let you don't allow offense. Allow offenses will come. Jesus said, but woe to them that are offended. Do not allow yourself to get offended. Amen. Do not allow yourself to get offended. Let it go. Let it go. And don't allow, you know what? Offenses will come, but do not get offended. Say, you know what? I'm not going to get offended. I'm not going to offend it, Lord. I'm going to lay this down at your feet, and I'm not going to offend it. Lord, I'm letting go, and Lord, I'm going to let you take care of it. Amen? That's what we need to do. Amen? We need to just lay it down. Lay it down. And as we lay it down, then we just, like I said, just say, let go and let God take care of it. Amen? Praise the Lord. And He will. He will. He will take care of it in His timing. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Okay. We're going to go to verse 7 now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now we're going to verse 7. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Things happen, my brothers and sisters, even with going on what's going on right now. But love bears all things. Okay? I'm talking about the love of Jesus, the love of Christ, the love that's inside of us bears all things. Amen? You know, because if we know if God is for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we just got to bear it. Love bears all things. We cannot allow ourselves to be intimidated, manipulated, or dominated. Amen? We just got to let it go and bear it. Amen? Because that situation, that circumstance, that symptom will change because the Word of God never changes. So keep speaking the Word of God. Keep speaking the Word of God in love. Amen? Amen. Keep speaking the Word, proclaiming the Word of God. Wherever you go, whatever you do, keep proclaiming the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Regardless of what comes, we need to remain steadfast. Amen. We need to stand. You know, we need to stand. You know, all to stand, we just keep standing. Immovable. Unconquerable. Undefeatable in Christ. Amen. Standing with our armor on. Putting our armor on. The armor of God. Amen. Standing there, not moving. You know, just standing there in love. In love. Knowing fully well that, you know, as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things are added unto us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's like a soldier. Like a soldier. You got your armor on. And your armor, and you're standing there, and you know what? Things are happy coming at you, but you're not being moved because you're rooted in Christ. Here's the key: we're rooted in Christ. We're standing and rooted in Christ, and we will not be moved. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You know it says, "I will not be defeated, and I'll never quit. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm loosed from Satan's grip." Jesus fought and He won the battle and He gave it all to you and me. I will not be defeated. We're saved. We're healed. And we're free. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go on here. Perfect love casts out all fear. I was in kind of saying that a bit tonight. Perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? Perfect love casts out all fear. So if there's a fear there, if you have a fear of any, the fear of this virus, or fear of something, you know what? I just want to tell you, perfect love casts out all fear. As you have the love of the Lord inside of you, you're walking in that love, fear cannot come on you. Amen? It has to leave because it casts it out. It'll cast it right out of your body. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. Amen? It's false evidence appearing real. So remember that. Perfect love, the love of Christ, the love of God, casts out all fear out of your mind, your will, and your emotion. Amen? It's gone in Jesus' name. Now, I just want to say here, God is the originator of love. He's the originator of love. Amen? The love of the Lord, unconditional love. He's the originator of love. Now, love has two sides. God's love is unconditional. Okay? Let me say that again. God's love is unconditional. Amen? I've kind of been talking about that a little bit already. But it's so true. And he will confront evil when needed. So you know what? The Lord will confront evil when needed. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. You've heard that many times. The battle belongs to the Lord. Okay? Now, amen. Okay. Now, I just want to say that as the Lord puts on my heart here, God's love, or Christ's love, the love of Christ, because he loves us, he saves us. Because he loves us, he heals us. And because he loves us, he sets the captive free. He sets the captive free. He doesn't want us in the spirit of bondage. See, the Lord wants us totally free. He wants us free spiritually. He wants us free mentally, physically, socially, and financially free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen? So tonight, we're just going to believe and proclaim. I'm just going to proclaim. I'm going to proclaim miracles. Miracles to people that need a miracle. Do you need a miracle tonight? Do you need a miracle tonight? If you say yes, receive that miracle. Amen? We're going to speak it right now. The blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame walking, the sick healed. You're pressed free, set free. Amen? And the lost found. What is a miracle? The Lord does miracles because he loves us. Amen? He does miracles because he loves us. Miracles are manifestations of the impossible revealed. Atmosphere of heaven, of Christ's love. Hear that again? Atmosphere of heaven, of Christ's love. When the body of Christ stands firm on the word of God, we will see these miracles happen. Are you going to stand firm on the word of God for your miracle tonight? Are you going to stand firm on the word of God for your miracle? What miracle do you need from the Lord? Do you need a miracle of seeing? Do you need a miracle of walking? Do you need a miracle of hearing? What do you need tonight from the Lord? Amen? The miracle. That's why, Jesus loves us. That's what love is all about. Jesus loves us so much that he wants us to be free. He wants you to see, have your eyes open. He wants to have your ears open. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want you to get out of that wheelchair. Get out of that bed and start walking. The Lord is basically saying tonight, you just step out in faith. Step out in faith. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. He has a plan for your life, an expected end. Amen. So we're just going tonight. I'm going to pray. And I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord. Lift up your hands to the Lord and just say, Jesus, I love you. Amen. Just start speaking it out. Jesus, I love you. Amen. Start speaking it out. Tell him. Maybe you haven't said nothing. You know what? For a while. But tonight is your opportunity to tell him that you love him. You love Jesus. And just ask him. It says, you have not because you've asked not. Ask him. Say, Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I'm asking you for a miracle. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, my life would never be the same, Lord, that I would be totally free. Totally free, Lord, from this bondage. Totally free from this sickness. Totally free from this poverty, from this finances. Amen? Amen. Just ask him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank you right now. Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, by Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you right now that, Lord, people are being healed. I'm speaking this over the radio. People are being healed. I thank you, Lord, the blind are seeing. The deaf are hearing. The lame are walking. The sick are healed, Lord. The sick are healed, Lord. These ones have been diagnosed with this virus, Lord. Lord, totally whole, totally healed in Jesus' name. The doctors are telling them that they can go home, that they no longer have it. Totally gone in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. You are the Lord that healeth them. Yes, Lord. You are the Lord that healeth them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just call the things that are not all they were. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, right now, my voice, Lord, that people are receiving their miracles. Their miracles, Lord. Their miracles, Lord, from you. Because you love them, Lord. You love them. You love them. You want them to be who you created them to be and then do what you called them to do, Lord. Lord, you have the thief comes to steal and control. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord, but you come to give life more abundantly. So right now, Lord, I am claiming, I am speaking abundant life over the people, Lord, that are basically listening to this radio in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, in my name, and this is for all of us. Jesus said, in my name, this is us. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will get well. Amen. Right now, I'm just saying, right now, the people, the Holy Spirit is laying hands on you. Just put your hands up in the air and thank the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is laying hands. He's coming and he's coming on your body. Some of you are feeling a real hotness in your body. That's the Holy Spirit, a real hotness in your body. It's like a fire in your body. And you're being healed. Healed in Jesus' name. Whole in Jesus' name, spirit, soul, and body in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. the word of our testimonies, Lord. There will be testimonies of tonight, Lord. Testimonies of people being saved and healed and set free, Lord. Yes, Lord. Saved also, Lord. Coming into the kingdom of God. Coming into the kingdom of God. Jesus, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, if you don't know him, this is your opportunity. He loves you so much that he's inviting you. He's inviting you an invitation to come in into the kingdom. To come in into his kingdom, the kingdom of God. Amen. He's just asking right now an invitation. He's just saying, come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. Amen. This is your opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. Come as you are. All over, people listening to me that you don't know Jesus, your personal Savior, as you're saying, come as you are. Come into the kingdom. Just basically just get down on your knees. On your knees. And just say, Lord. Just say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I renounce the world. I renounce the devil. But I want to accept you, Lord. I want to accept you, Lord Jesus. I want to be a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. Everything new. This will be a new day, a new time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you very much. I just thank you for tonight. And remember this. God loves you more than the devil hates you. Amen. Because God loves us. Unconditionally. And if we have the love of the Lord in us, we need to love others unconditionally. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. This is Brother Roy saying good night. God bless. We'll see you in 2 weeks. God willing. Amen. Bye for now.